Okay, in the middle of the Mishnah, Roya Oimer, Ein Bor, Yerichet, Roya Amor, it's Osid. This part of the Mishnah, a little bit last week, we came a little bit of understanding, discussed a little bit. We're going to try to understand the rest of the Mishnah. The big problem that bothers me after seeing the answers that I've said on the problem, still bothers me, is the rule that we have is that the Mishnah doesn't teach us emphasis, doesn't teach us the kind of thing that anybody could say. Is, the morale asked the kasha this way very nicely. He said, we can call them Hayochalim Medvorim Eidl. Have stamok. It's something that anybody could say, then it's not going to be in the Mishnah. And if it's in the Mishnah, then it's telling you the very Torah. And the very Torah can only be said by a Talmud Chacham. Somebody who was in Kabul, Torah, and Sinai, as we had in the first Mishnah. Beginning of this Masechta emphasized Torah and Sinai. These two points you can find in any book that you pick up in the library on the subject of teacher-student relationships. Lord Boishal Mamid, Lord Captain Malan. If anybody can say that, then the Mishnah has no business saying it. And if the Mishnah is saying it, then it must be saying something that goes beyond that than anybody can say. Where is it? What's the message? What is it that the Mishnah is telling us? We're going to make an attempt, and we'll rate the incomplete at the end. Then we'll just quote the other mission that says, Lord Allah, Allah will leave you more. You just have to do the best you can, and that's what we're going to try to do. Okay? Lo habayshin lo meid. It's a simple chat of the Mishnah. Is that if you're not going to, Talmud who's going to be biased, ask questions. Let's see, I think Rashi says the Poshup chat. He's not going to ask, you're not going to know. So in order to assist us in understanding what it is the Mishnah, let's say we'll add a few more questions. It's an old call, I'm not calling another game. If you have a kasha that's bothering you, you can't find the teretz, right? Then try to find more kashas. Because if you make it fair enough, there'll be enough questions. The questions are indications. Questions are arrows. Say, look here. Couldn't get the answer by the indication of the first question. Then try a few more. And it can't move, then something will break. Right? So let's see if we can squeeze this. Well, and see if we can get something out of it. Look, I'm out of here. But I'm already close. I'm going to get the mission started. So we have to try to make sure we keep out of those categories. Not being able to understand the mission is not a very good sign. And so we have to try to do the best we can. Lo habayishin lomit. So we'd like to ask two more questions. Number one is, what does it mean that Rashi says that if you're not going to ask questions, you're not going to lo yodea klum? One of the same books that tell you, if you're going to ask questions, say that one rule, if you want to learn something, is keep your mouth shut and your ears open. You know, how's he going to know something? He's going to keep his mouth shut and his ears open. Right? And he's going to listen to what the Rebbe says. And he's going to try to understand it and work on what the Rebbe says. And the fact that he doesn't stop the train of thoughts of the Rebbe and of the Talmud doesn't stop the process. At every moment before he gave it a minute's thought, by asking questions that could have been avoided by. How do you make it a blanket statement? Well, Vaishnav Laman told me that in the way Rashi says, especially, he's not going to ask, he's not going to know. He's not going to ask, no point. He's going to know everything that he's going to understand from the Rebbe. You're going to tell me that you won't have the totality of knowledge that you could have had if you asked, because you only have those areas you understand. And you're missing those areas that you didn't understand, that the Rebbe wasn't clear enough. Your head wasn't deep enough to understand the Rebbe. You had to ask again. So you're missing those parts. But the majority, if you are a Talmud to a Rebbe, that means that you have that level of relationship that you're at least a Talmud. So we would assume that the majority of the Rebbe is a good Rebbe. I'm only talking about the Talmud right now. So the Rebbe is doing his job properly. So what's missing? So true, there'll be certain areas that need extra explanation for particular to this Talmud. And if he's not going to ask, he won't know that. But Rashi says a very, very strong language over here. Shall I have the food? This is probably more difficult than, This is a squeeze. This is a tight squeeze here. Incomplete. I can understand it to the end. I can understand it. I would say that the main body of knowledge, even though Rebbe the Talmud comes from the direct approach. The Rebbe gets up and speaks, and the Talmud keeps quiet and listens. And there's the process of limud ha'Torah, the Rebbe Milan HaTorah. The process that the Talmud has to be shown the Rebbe, is a secondary process, is to fill in the rough spots, the places where Talmud individually can only know himself where he's missing, where he didn't quite understand. And therefore it's his job to indicate that the Rebbe right question. So that's its role, it's secondary. The Rashi got it from the Lashon HaMishnah, Rabbi Shimon Lomer. Rabbi Shimon learned a lot. As a matter of fact, he had a choice between two Talmidim. One who's asking questions all the time, and one who never asked questions. We would assume that the one who never asked questions was better. So if we would read those same books, we would find out that if there were a choice between the two, of course the best, they also say the best, is that the good questions is to ask and the stupid questions, they used to say, think it over. My first time was in this year. I was pre-warned. Told me that in this year you can ask questions. If it's a stupid question, you will be told so in public. But you will learn if someone asks me that you learn this year. So at that age, it was something that sounded like a challenge. So I got up ready, and the first time I was in the chair.
Thursday.
Like certain things you have to get over. Get over there, get over that hurdle. And I asked the question, I got shut down.
Again, you went up again.
So then I understand that. You ask the good questions, the bad questions, I think it over, and then you realize whether just to give that extra moment's thought. So that's good. But if I had the choice of the two, one student, that every time that he doesn't hear it on the first instant, goes up the hand and, but Rebbe, you said, everything that you say in Torah especially, which has a complete picture, anything that you can say, you can always bring something to bring out the opposite point. And certain people love sitting here, that all that they're not trying to understand what the Rebbe is teaching them. What they're trying to do is there anything in what the Rebbe says that reminds me of something that sounds opposite?
Okay. Not sure.
What? Yeah. Right, yeah. So if I had a choice between the two, and the other one isn't he's Bachman. And he sits in this little corner with a bending ear, as they say, and he listens carefully to what he says. I'd rather have that talent. No question. I'd rather have that talent. So what's the mission giving us here in the Bachman moment, you can't remember. You're excluded from the process.
There's a couple of kinds of understanding. One, a person may not understand. A person's listening to something, and he may feel he understands the information. He understands the bottom line of the information. Then there's a certain pratim along the line, which are additional, which he didn't learn, whatever he didn't get, but if he didn't have them, he still basically has the substance. So on that he doesn't have to ask. But a person who doesn't ask on something that he knows is mamish, he's really in the basic bottom of your soul of the information, but he's laying back because he doesn't want to look like an idiot or whatever else it is. So then he's going to learn anything. Because if you don't get that basic taste of the Yesod, so the whole thing is worth nothing. Because it's not additional information, it's the basis of the information. So it could be when he says, Rashi says, you won't learn anything, he means you won't learn anything. Because you missed really the basis. Not something that's going to amplify it, or additional example. It's more than that, it's fundamental. If you don't know a fundamental, you don't know anything. Without a fundamental, you don't learn anything.
So hot and nice king loy habayishin lo meid the midrash memuin, right? When it's on the fundamental issues. Okay, yeah, possibility. Right? So, I don't know if I'm anything better, but we'll try. There are other things that it says in the portion, and I don't know that it's any worse than some of the things I read. But I just have to say that I still feel a little. Feel left out. I'd like to put up my hands and ask a question. And what is this Mishnah trying to tell us? And that doesn't quite satisfy us. Just
it's missing. A little bit, just.
Doesn't quite do it.
It's funny, I had the same feeling before I hear it. But
you should think it over.
I thought it over, I said it out. But you give it back to me, right? I can think it over again. As I remember, it's a claw. I'll take it back. Think it over again.
Think it over. That's it. Another question. It's not it's cracked yet. So I'll have to ask you more question. More question. More question. Loi habayishin lomed. If you had to word this expression, if you have to word this understanding that it's teaching the value of asking questions, how would you word it? How would you word it? I'm not sure I would have worded it this way. But if I was writing a psychological book, book of psychology, to teach how to be a good student, or to teach how to learn. So I don't know if I would deal with this. I don't know if I would deal with the Mushal. The Baishan is the problem here. We have another problem, which is the next question, but we'll bring it all together. Is that it's not really a question, it needs clarification. Bouge, in 99.9% of the time, is a very high value. It's one of the three simoni, client itself. It says it was the tachlis of Matan Torah. Soon getting to Matan Torah, not too far away, 21, 25 days. What's the tachlis? What was all of them? So the Pasuk says, the man, so Rashi brings it ready from Chazal, the Pasuk, Yes Hashem al Pneichem zu Abusha. What's the Yes Hashem used in heart? What's the Yes Hashem? That's not sufficient. The Torah wanted something more than that. The Torah wanted Yes Hashem al Pneichem in the face. What's that? That's Abusha. So the whole tachlis, the whole... No, not the system, sorry. There are two things. This people, Martin Torah was saying that there were two practices. The Rosh Hashanah, what do you mean? That's really getting at it. The whole purpose of Martin Torah, the whole purpose of Maimon HaSinai was Martin Torah. No. That's two different stages. And if you want to know the real truth, our Torah wasn't given on Shabbos. Wasn't given on Kippur.
What?
The Lucas Rishonim were given on Shabbos. But we don't have those.
I have those.
Yeah, alright, there's a lot of truths.
Yeah.
But the Yontif, right, is the day of Matan Torah. Matan Torah was Maimon Har Sinai, which is a Dover Shel Atzmai. Vadai, that the relationship of Matan Torah that we have, that Yon, is what we retain from Lucas Rishonim, that's contained in Lucas Rishonim. That's why we also say, all right, that's true story.
Where are the truths?
Once you get out of Pesach, you're on the way, that's third thought. As soon as you leave Pesach, on the way to truth. No waiting for you. On the way to truth. Let's talk about truth.
Using Maimon HaSinai by itself.
Maimon HaSinai. Tachlis of Maimon HaSinai, that Yiras Hashem HaPneichem, that came from the Koilois and the Brokim and the Eish Koilo. What was all this whole show about? Matan Torah, Maimon HaSinai was the fullest form demonstration of the Rebbeinu Shalom's Gevurah. They saw a revelation, it's called a revelation. There were other revelations. There was a revelation just a few days before that. Quite a few, about 30 days before, 30 odd days. By 40 odd days. By Kriyas Yom Tov. And there it doesn't say anything like this. Bilti Sefer Torah. Here it says, what was the difference between the two? So there was no, any Midas HaDin that was Nizgala over there, the one who had to worry about that was a Mitzvah. Klai Yisrael had a really fine time. Okay. It says that the cold water came out. That was the first time that water was taken out of the cold. You take water out of this, the yam. That was the first desalinization plant. That was right. The plant. There were fruits there for the kids, clean the diapers. I mean, it was like, I didn't see it in the but it was something that the prophet was blessed. That was Matan Torah. Matan Torah was that. And its result was Bushan. Its result, its purpose, Tachlis. And it was supposed to be so powerful that it should last engraved in Klal Yisrael that even Chet, like Chet the Eagle, for example, won't eliminate it. And that's why this was left in Klal Yisrael as a permanent Yerusha. And anybody who's missing it, it says, it's a Mishnah later, with prayer, that, Oz Ponim Ligehenim. Boish is born in the Ganeidin. As I'll say on this, that Oz Ponim is the opposite of a Boish Ponim. And Oz Ponim is either a Ben from Znus, a Ben from Nida, or either a Mamzer, or a Ben Nida, or the Meir Shaloi Omdu Avoisov Raglov Al Har Sinai. You mean you don't have Bush? You Jew and that Jew. It means your grandparents is like we spoke many times. Grandparents means us in a Tzibur form, right? So our Klai Yisrael is concerned. What was by the Klai Yisrael was by us. It's all the same. So this person whose great grandfathers wasn't Hasina means that he wasn't there. So it doesn't have Jew genetics.
What about
Darium
also? I was just asking, Darium have the Sinai also?
Means that
the Bush too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This was the Makor Busha. Busha is one of the symbols of class. Right. So that was Matan Torah, right? So we would have thought that, oh, here, especially if you didn't understand the difference between Matan Torah and Torah, the Maimon HaSinai was to teach Busha. So the number one requirement, we would think, in the Lamed Ches, Midrash HaTorah Nekrem, is Busha. You take out that Mishnah, you look at Torah. It doesn't have any busha in the whole list. And here we are, we're talking about Torah. And says, you know what you need for Torah? No busha. Busha is no good. Well, come on, that's a steer now, right? Okay. Is busha good or bad? Especially in relation to Torah. The whole mindset of Parsina was to implant busha. That was busha from Chet, which Chet was a.
Anything connected to us in Hashem. Anything that would bring you away, you know.
Of course, it's easy to say. It's clear that he should be both in the right place and not both in the right place.
Okay, yeah.
It's not a question, but it's more a necessity, clarity.
Yeah.
To understand how to really think spiritually. Right.
How do you channel exactly?
And here that we have the emphasis that we're told that any Vaishnava moment is no good, no good. Here you have to overcome, you have to and they obey. If Torah needs asus, so then you should have taught the Busha to do that in previous Yamsu somewhere. Right now we're in the Torah Parsha. Torah Parsha needs asus, so that the moon we were supposed to be learning Torah from the Bani Yisrael. So then that was the time to teach Busha on the wrong subject. Azus Shavu Umois. The Torah is as Eish Dos Lomoy. Shem Uyiz Lamu Yitim. Azus. That's what the portion explained over here. And that's the reason. That's the reason we're Laya Vaishan Lomoy. Because Torah is as. Torah is as, Torah is ish. And the makabel of Torah and the Torah have to be lined up there. What's the mean is minoy? If Torah is ish, you're mine. So then either you'll put out that fire and you have chil of Torah, you shouldn't come and put it out. Well, you know, it doesn't matter. There are different days, choose this one now, there are certain places that specialize in
mediocrity.
It's even less modest.
It's
less than
reduce everything to
so it's land,
land
and it's
meaninglessness.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know.
So this question already gives us a bit of a message. We were already starting here. This question is already giving us a message. This mission is not teaching us a simple question of when you should ask questions, you shouldn't ask questions. Because if it isn't that, it didn't give us any indication. It's something to say that all questions are good. Right? And to be even more exact, the mission itself didn't say anything about questions. The Mephoshim that are trying to give us understanding of what the mission is, they bring up the idea of questions, because that's the ramification of what the mission is teaching us. The mission is not teaching us hilchos questions. The mission is teaching us the midah that you need for Torah. Right? And that doesn't say in any book. If you're learning doctor, right, so then Busha would be a very, very helpful thing. If you read the papers lately, you would find out that there are some places where unfortunately, it's not good doctors. And the Busha level, then, could use a lot of people.
I need to take this for this.
No, but it's you wouldn't believe to what degree.
But that's one of those axioms. When you're born, those things you know automatically.
I don't know, when you were born, I don't have to say. I didn't think people could be so old.
I'm astonished. I knew.
Not that they're somewhere else there are people like that. Right? Somewhere else.
That's so because the rubber line, right? It's Hollywood movies.
Let's see. Innovation moment.
So every Jew should have this intrinsically reason, no? Every year that is, and I assume should have this
if you put the book by, you put the safer by your bed at night and go to sleep when you wake up in the morning, it doesn't drive in. Have to be a little animated yourself. You gotta dig in a little bit more, is that what you're saying? No, I missed the point. I mean, it's like fire. So what do you mean that you have to be like fire?
Yeah. You've learned Gemara. People that were not trained to learn Gemara and enter Beis Medrash are astonished at what they see for two reasons. One is the tones. The biggest thing is the tones. You see, you have all these great rabbis. I meet at the club and the students sitting around yelling at each other. Both in Kabul. Wherever you go, you're going to hear this. You're find the base manager, there's 10 people there. Two of them are going to be screaming at however long. Okay? People are not education. And where those books are written,
I have them long in my library.
It's good. Genius at work.
That's what I meant by sleep. That's what I was talking about. That's what I
meant. I can't hear myself think in this place. Second thing is, when you get a little closer, I hear some of the language that's used. So then the first reaction is, oh, these guys are bad. But when they sit down still in front of the Gemara, and they hear the expression that the Gemara is using, I want to tell and they're exposed to the story of Machas Toshol Torah. So they find out this is war. Nasir Soyim Zel Zel. Soyim Zel Zel Zel. But at the Shlav of Machas Toshol Torah, this is war. And in war, there's no rebellion, there's no father. If it's right, it's right. And if it's wrong, tear him apart. No Achmas. There's no... Yeah, everything has to know what form it's done. That's not how you tear apart it. There's a Gemara that says, and I was fortunate to have a Rebbe do this to me, so I can personally understand the degree of Torah that you can only get from such a thing. The Gemara says that a Rebbe can say something that's wrong in Torah in order to be machrif, make him shock. And over there, nothing for so is used to do this as a shita. Others also, he did in Yeshiva also. There were times he did in Yeshiva. There was one time back then that he gave a whole shiur that didn't start, didn't have men, didn't have men. Nothing. But on personal level, he used to do the same lot. And he would present it with the same straight face, with the same emphasis, and bring riots. Right? And it was ridiculous, it was totally not right. And if you didn't destroy it, so he gave you a certain amount of time, and if you didn't destroy it, he did. In the process, he destroyed you. So we can't listen to such things. It's more you're learning, you know, this is not jokes. Because I say it, therefore it's right. If it's right, and I said it, so I can understand why it's right. Okay? But if it's wrong, the fact that I said it can't get no help. They used to explain the things you just do. And same thing the reverse. If you say something good, and you knew it was good, and he knew it was good, his first reaction sometimes was to tear it apart. To see whether you're back down. I'm back down. He said something right, Stanley. I'm back down because I'm yelling. So he pounded on the table, you're going to back down? Pounding on the table doesn't make something right. So you learn. You get the feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Eish, Torah is Eish, fire. What's the mila of Eish? What's the lesson of Eina Baishin? Always Baishin is a mila that we learn from Ma'amir HaSinai. And we're told that in Torah, Eish, you have to be Eish too. Baishin, Eina Baishin. That's a steering in the Abbey. How does it work? Right, with Torah, you bring your busha along and you leave it at home. If you bring it along, like it did at Hatsini, that was taught us a conclusion. So why is Misha telling me very wrong? I wonder which way is it has it gone. My impression, my attempt at what I'm trying to understand, the mission is the problem. The Harifus, the Azus that we need from accomplish the Torah, is not the Azus that brings a person to Gehenna. This is the Azus that brings you to Gehenna. What's the difference? As I said in the Grinch Convoy, the Azus that Mish is talking about, it says it's a simon that you weren't doing it on Har Sinai. And this has us assuming that you were. What's the difference? True, like the Chazal say, that we were given Torah because it's Azim Shavuot Mosh. And Torah is all of us. You've done. Go with all of us. What's the Shabbat? What's the Azos of Christ? Oh, you go to sleep. Christ can stand up to it, to anything. There's nothing that we've been through it all already. Christ has already proven that there's nothing to stand in Christ. It would be very, very difficult for us to imagine anything new in the sun that Christ hasn't been through. This was the reasons why we're hoping that she should come forward, because really, you know, we've been through it already. Well, not all of it. Again, he did that too. They thrown everything at us, in every way. Right? We're still there. We haven't moved an iota. Fraction of the Kleistel. The core of Kleistel. Of course, there's been some components. There are even in Beres Asher. And there are any dog in Beres Mitzrayim. But they'll come back because they're connected. They're connected to a healthy body. The body is healthy. Kleistel hasn't moved an iota. We're still here. And this is the real Makor of Sinas Yisrael. And that it also says that was Yerid Barasina. I've seen it. You want to know where's the Makor? That's the Yontif, anti Semitism. The Yontif anti Semitism is not Tisha B'Av. That was the result in the negative form. But the birthday of anti Semitism was Shavuos. That was the day that Klal Yisrael received this level of Azus that sets the total and final separation between Jew and non-Jew. This is the core of that Azus, which relates itself and expresses itself in the letter. It's understand a little bit more than. What does the Torah is Ish? What's the attribute of fire? What are you trying to say with this Azus? What's the mila of it? What's the greatness? What's the koyach that the Mishnah is teaching us here? That has many ways there in it. It has loya b'ayishun lomay, and man tia yos hashem apneichem. Those are the two things that are supposed to come together. Each was oimed on Har Sinai. It was supposed to be makavel, the relationship of b'ayishonim, person that has years of Shem Al-Paneya, and he has the Kher HaTayr, the Chantosh HaTayr, the Azus, and the Baish Nomeid, the Chantosh HaTayr. What's the words of the Chantosh HaTayr? Right.
It's a little thirsty, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, say this way, we'll use this type of expression. There's, for example, the Maral explains, why is it that Kleistel is very old to Machlokes? I mean, Jewish history, please. Very old Machlokes in Kleistel. and the Goyim relatively high, so they also have their politics, but it's not the same. It's not the same. They can have terrible wars and make peace. A Yid can have a minor disagreement and it can be a war. So shittas imply itself, and everybody has their way of doing things, everybody has their base measures. And how good is it? It seems to be a chassaron. So Ra'al explains, it may appear to be a chassaron, but it's a chassaron upon Machlis Milo. It's something that repeats itself in many sforim, that when you analyze chassaronis and milos, you can't only analyze the surface. Because chassaron Machlis Milo is much, much more preferable than a Milo upon Machlis Chassaron. Even though on the surface it may be less pleasant, it would be more pleasant to deal with Milo's B'machos and Sons than with the Swingers of B'machos Milo. So the Chassar and the Machlaik is inclined. So it comes to even relaxed places because we're Anche Tzur, Ain Tzur, and Makavos Tzur. Anche Enki, the Goyim of King. And Chaymer, its definition is that it's Makavos Tzur. Meaning, Goyim like wood. Today you tell them that they're communists. Today you tell them they're not communists. Not communists. Right? You tell them that it's France. France is the nationalism. Yeah, nationalism. They move. You know, I saw this, yeah, look in the States. I was in different cities. Fortunately, even the Jews get caught up in this, but wherever you go, their baseball team is the team. Unfortunately, Jews can also get cut off. That's pushed to Hashpa of the God.
What is that in your religion?
It's pushed to Hashpa, that's pushed. Privdim, there's Asher, and Nidok, and there's Mitzrayim. Individually, that can happen. Because I'm here, therefore, this team, and I'm moving there, therefore, that team. And the difference between the teams and armies and governments and countries and shitas, all there's no difference. It's the same. You would be a country, you would be a general, you would be your baseball team, so it's because it's not coming from an internal emis. It's coming from an external koyach, that's whatever that koyach is. Better for worse is expressing itself on the Makabla. A Goy is impressionable. Therefore, if you have two Goyans that happen to come from different places, so they can fight. Come from different sources, from backgrounds, different religions, and whatever, so they can fight. But since nothing is coming internally to Ezra, it's all whatever they were impressed with. So, another cleric will come along, or the emptiness of the internal expression of Emes can come along with Nishkifel. I don't know. Really supposed to be like this, but we'll make up sure it will be a little bit like this, a little bit like that. Plainness and Kabul, sir. Wood. Wood is wood. Somebody came along and said it should be a table. Fine, no problem, be a table. Some will come along and say, no, it shouldn't be a table. It should be a picture frame. It should be a picture frame. He has the right tools to impress it with that it should be a table. It should be a picture frame. It turned into a picture frame. The same thing with there are certain colleges where they teach it as a subject. It's called people that either in the church or the politics that form public opinion. Do you hear what that says? And this is something that people say. People form public opinion. They have, you know, they get together, discussion. How do you do it? Forming public opinion. That comes from a basic assumption that the public is impressionable. And you can use those tools that you can use to impress that. So that's true for a Goy, and that's true for a Yid who functions as a Goy. for the Oyvdim and the Nidov. But a Yid that was Oyvdim and Har Sinai, and his Shurish and Hoyle is the Torah. It's not a question. You can't form public opinion. The opposite. It says, Mar Psochem, Hill, Bogi, Gan Halacha. It says, Harakli, so, the name, Lunavim, and the name, the Amen. Kaisel, public, that's the Torah itself. When Kaisel says its name, that's the Torah's name. They don't even have Hasinak. They are the embodiment of MS. You can't impress them in anything. They impress you. If you get in their way, they'll impress you very, very strongly. Now, it's a chesaron of Umat Ismailo. Why? Because in the massacre, chesaron that we're missing, the Malchus, Malchus Hashem, the Malchus Beis David, that can unite all of these halakim of the Torah, all of those halakim of the Emes. So our Emes Nederes, the Torah says, Nasa Ador Mador, said Tzaita. The way I understand that, that means is that each person picks up the Perekel of Emes, he has a whole Eder of followers out there. And his Perekel of Emes is the whole Emes that he recognizes. With that Emes, he functions the way Emes functions. Emes can't move. There is no gun in the world that can change Emes. And I go to nothing. If I think it's Emes, then you can impress me. I think my father also thought it was Emes. You can still impress me. But if I sat in Har Sinai and I had a first-hand awareness of the Emes in its purity, I can't change it. That'll change you. Can't change it. The Emes, whatever level Emes you have, doesn't move. There's no power in the world that can do that. It is the greatest power. The Kaisel's cry to the Germans was because as powerful in Ra that you are, there's no shortage in Emes. The Shekhe ain't no light. You can last this long, that long, but you can't last. We're the Am Emes, we're Yoyush Tayyar. It doesn't matter what it looks like right now on the surface. You bring me all the riots in the world. That you're the great race and that we're the ones who should be in the concentration camps. It doesn't move us. Doesn't move us. The devil is. So what? What do they throw back in the German face? And I'll be there to tell my grandchildren about it. It'll be long gone. It'll be history. And so with the Germans and the Spanish and everybody who's come in contact with the Eish Dos Lomad. The Eish is a power that whatever comes within it becomes part of it and ceases to exist as a separate entity. Eish. Whatever goes into fire turns into fire. That's its power. Eish Dos Lomad is the shadow of the Eish HaEmes. Quality of the absolute reality that has the capability and the quality that any pseudo reality that comes in its way doesn't exist, ceases to exist in a very short time. When MS and pseudo MS, when gold and fool's gold are put directly on the table together, then you see. So you don't have the MS there that you can play with full gold. There's no fool's gold that you can put on the table together with gold. Only fools with fool's gold are not having the gold there, when they don't know what gold is. A person who's a munkarim, he knows what gold is, even if it's not in front of him, then he can have a fool. I saw a munkarim on Emes. The only thing is, that's the reason, just to finish what Ra says, sometimes they're missing the total picture of Emes. Kaisel is a total has the whole Torah, but in today don't have the unity of Kaisel, all as one unit on the surface. We don't see it, so then each person can have their Berekel of Emes. And then, when there seems to be a difference between your approach and my approach, so I can make a pshara. There's no pshara in MS. This is the way it is. So all I can try to do is convince you. And off the path for it. Hazus. How do I get the audacity? Where do I get the strength? The Rebbe says, I put up my hand, I want to go against him. He's the Rebbe and I'm the Tipper. I'm going to go against him. Those things all take place when you... No. But Emes? Emes is not anything. Emes is Emes. There's nothing getting in the way there. Nothing gets in the way. Ain't a vibration of what? In the occult. Because it's not clear that he's not learning that form. If he's not taking it, if he's taking it as a Baishan, that means he's learning Torah as a Chokhma Chazal. You're going to learn Chokhma. You're going to learn Torah like a Chokhma. I mean, it could be like this. Maybe it's the other way. Maybe it's the opposite. If not, maybe it's the third way. So then, I sit back and try to understand what Kirk is saying. First one learns Total. So the shots and Sifri everything. Relations to the meaning of one. Very example. Part of the understanding of that is because the ideas of Torah you can learn from a sage. You learn more of the answers of Torah. What Christ was in the couple of hearts and night, that till this very day can only be himself. I mean, it should be the top. That's called Shemesh Talmud. In Shemesh Talmud, even more than Talmud, you get the Etzem HaTorah, you get the Asus HaTorah, the Ish HaTorah. In that form, when a person learns, you know, the place for which you know, is Emes, the subject is Emes. What? We're not talking about answers of how to ask questions. We're asking what is the basic issue. What? Roya Baishin Lomain.
In respect to that, he doesn't consider this total Emes, whatever.
What's the reason why you have to ask the question? And what's the reason if you don't ask the question? There's missing any of the clue.
You just have to get to the bottom, to the truth. You have to get to the show the truth.
Because Emes doesn't know any truths. I know Be'er. Be'er is not good in Emes. Emes is with you. Emes is exact. And this is not, I got the general picture. General pictures are good for things that are generally this way, maybe not, and maybe yes, and if it's convenient, then general is good enough. But MS, anything that is MS. Exactly. The question one made is a question of the whole approach. That's a question of course. Person, that's not for the Mishnah. Of course, the person has to know. You should ask a question, you shouldn't ask a question, how to ask a question. But, if you're a Baishan, as much as you learn, it's not going to be a Talmud for the Gemara. It's called Pain of Shastra. Just to fulfill the picture, we're the other steer. Why was it that at the time, Latin Torah, that would teach us the Eishlos Lomay, teaches us the innovation Lomay, was the time share. The Maimon Hasinai was instilled us with the years of Shalom Pnecha. The answer is that it's the same thing. You can say it in two ways. One is, when a person is Maimon Torah, so then the MS that is his responsibility, and the only MS that is his responsibility, is that MS That is Felkut. Each person has a Felkut in prayer. His capability of understanding, degree of understanding, way of understanding. Okay? And that's what you're supposed to involve with learning Torah. When you're learning Torah, you don't have to try to understand what he's supposed to understand. The bigger person, the smaller person, the other person, your Torah, Felkut. You don't even, and this is maybe a little, you don't even have to know the Rebbe. In terms of the Talmud, the Rebbe is a vehicle in which he can get his Chelek of Torah from Har Sinai. But what he's out for is his Chelek of Torah is Emes. There, he's involved now in Emes, and Emes is Mukhala. And there's no Pshoras, and there's no return. And if there's a little bit that didn't get straight, well, I'm bothering somebody else, and the Rebbe won't like it. I didn't understand. Sorry, Rebbe. This piece, I didn't understand. I didn't know I was going to get that. This is Torah. No, there's no right. That's the beginning of Torah. The end of Torah, though, is that every person's failure of Torah, the Torah itself, comes together with a package. Torah is Emes, but there's something even more Emes than Emes. Right? There's something even a greater Makor than the Emes itself. That's the Makor Emes of Vashal, the Noisim of Torah. When a person is Makabal Torah, he has to Makabal with the Noisim of Torah together. So the whole Eish of the Torah that a person has been accomplished with Torah has to remind them of the Eish HaGdoyla that relates to the Korah. A person can't claim to be a loyfing mekamtel shel Torah unless it's Torah. If it's Chochma and you work, you stand Chochma. Your own Chochma, not the Banishan's Torah. And it's an Emes, just like certain Chochma Sagoyim are Emes to that level. And that level, if you're fighting, if there's Mechoma, the constant meat is rose. That's coming from Sabbath Souls. This level of pure Emes, absolute Emes, that has to have a Makor. It comes from, you have to connect it. That Makor comes only because, only and only, solely and only, because this is Parashat. And what I'm talking about over here is returning in his book. Is Vorav, is Torah Soid. The Soid of Torah is Torah together with the Nisim. So the Ish Katana that each person has in his Chelkai must come together with the Ish Gedoyla that was given in very haptic audiovisual demonstration, not in Torah. Christ will give the purest and open clarity of what the Ish HaGdoyla looks like that human being is capable of seeing as long as he's in this world. That's what the Maimon Har Sinai was. The Torah is the Nesiyus of Torah, but the preemptive requirement to be Mekabel Torah that would make a Torah and not just Stam HaChokhmah is that it comes together with the Nesiyus of Torah, and the person has to understand what that means. So the Rishon explained to us very clearly that means. And the what's the how do you package it? What's it called? The man T as a Shem Lefichat Nechem the Vilti Sechato Zuabur. That engravement of the realization of who and who's what is it? Is Chelki B'Torah, that's true. But Chelki B'Torah means Chelki B'Dvar Hashem. So when I hear Chelki, I have to fight with a sword. When I hear Dvar Hashem, I have to shake like a leaf. There's the busha that Chai Yisrael required. So outside of the base marriage, when it's not the moment of Mechamtesh Torah, that shlav of limud. So then, the ikimid of Chai Yisrael that we carry with us from Hasini all the time is by Shalom. And if not, that's part of the gamut. Something doesn't matter. Basically, the matter over here exists in the right. But, deeper, stronger. But, when it is, Prabhupada, when he comes with a most of the faha, realization of talking about Varshan, when a person stands in front of the realization of Varshan, he has Bhusha. That's an absolute requirement. It's not an ability. It happens. As soon as a person stands, realizing that, talk, this is the Rabbani Shema of me, and these are his words. This is his words. And when I'm standing at Harsina, I'm a Kabbalah. We'll learn later, it's here over here. When a person sits and speaks to Vidya, Shkina Tinekla. The process of Mount Peri is only one. The Chiddush of the Mishnah, therefore, is this dual relationship that on the surface, in those books, would have been a total stira. In our books, the Mishnah is teaching us how you have to have two opposite things at the same time. Loi ha-baishin lomei, we can only speak to a baishin, not to an aspoi. A person who was a midrashim, and he's makapol and relates to Teres Hashem. And he shakes the leaf to realize that a strong step here, it can be, this is Hashem. Then, his chelik in Teres becomes a chelik in Teres and requires the relationship of Eish, the relationship of Ein HaBayish and Lom. If it's Pshat in the Mishnah, I'm not convinced.
What?
If it's Pshat in the Mishnah, if this is the image of what the Mishnah is like, the emphasis is that I'm not 100%. It's easy to convince yourself. Yeah? But to be honest, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that we've gotten the one trash. I'm not sure. Could be yet. Possible, but could be. Everything, I have to say that I'm not sure that this is Tachra Pshat in the Mishnah. But regardless, if it's not Pshat in the Mishnah, right?
Pshat in Sabbath.
It's Hamas. Well, it's Pshat in Sabbath. Right? I mean, it's Hamas anyway. Right? This is how I was able to understand the difficulties that we had indicated to me this Mahalak. Indicated to me that this may be what the Mishnah is teaching us. Very quickly, a few minutes, we just maybe to complete the picture. If the mission were telling us Midas, so then it should be the same for everybody. If the Talmud, if Torah is empty, and therefore the relationship has to be strict, no vitor, right? I want to know exact. So then we would think that the proper Mahalak for Rebbe is to be a Kavkin. Talmidim, you have to understand it exactly. Okay. I'm going to tell it to you exactly. And no, you don't get it straight. What happens? One line, next word of the Mishnah is really a Kavkin Mahalak. Aish. The Aish. You heard the Aish. Maybe you can teach with Aish also. It's nothing to do with those subjects that they speak about in all kinds of books. It's not the subject. The subject is a different one. The Chiddush of Loya Kaptim Malamed. It's not talking about what you do in third grade and piano, or some larger form of third grade. We're talking to Tanoim, we're talking to Amaroyim. They're not going to get impressed one way or the other by some psychological warfare that a Rebbe or a Talmud would be involved in. This is not the issue. The question is, the emes na'amitai, what's the source of people that is? And we were taught that it's not the Talmud's Eish. So maybe it's not the Rebbe, it's Eish too. So this is a Chiddush also. Rebbe? No. Ain't a Kabbalah Malamed. The Chiyuv of Torah is that she was Malamed, the way the Rebbe Shalom was Malamed Torah. Ma'ani Bechina, Bechina, like it says at the beginning of Mishpatim. Mashiach Tosim with me. Think you can just say it once and then say, you go break your heads? No. I'm gonna look on because you have to spread it out. It's a toss in the face, it's a spread table. everything clear. They didn't get it the first time, it's clear. The second time, the version of the Ruben Yoni here. In Tzorak Lerabshia, Kaisen's Yidu is relates to the Kodak Aish. I think that, also, when we say Aish, he has to be Aish to come. No. The Rebbe is not. The Talmud has to bring the Aish. Stretch. Why does he have to stretch? Meisha l'chol odom. L'chol dover sheish l'uz. Kam ki yiskashim l'hovin shuvasa yachzir aleyen. Had you heard lo English odom. The responsibility of bringing it down that the Talmud should understand, that's the Rebbe. The Rebbe carries the responsibility of l'chol odom. Meisha l'chol odom. This one's going to understand that way, I have to answer according to him. This one has this level of understanding, I have to answer according to him. Okay. So this requires a total different merethes. What it says by Matan Torah, that there was a person in Matan Torah who was given the whole Echad Echad L'Fikoyichai, Uber L'Fikoyichai. How much Torah can an Uber learn? Yoinik L'Fikoyichai. Ish L'Fikoyichai. Ish L'Fikoyichai. Skein L'Fikoyichai. Moish L'Fikoyichai. The version one voice, and each person heard it with equal. So here the Torah teaches that the Rebbe has to have the responsibility of that type of a limud. Can't do that in the Talmud. When the Rebbe will get a question that came from the Talmud, oh, now he can why? Now he can turn it into the Talmud. At that point, it's not Rebbe and Talmud anymore. I mean, they still human to the human to the Talmud, but now Torah. Now it's Macham Toshul Torah. What? The Rebbe gives his shiur. The Talmud asks, Ish, right? He can comply. Right? Then it becomes Macham Toshul Torah. There could be a shlav like that between Rebbe and Talmud. There can be a
visual the service.
But the process, the beginning, the middle, the end of it, or at least the beginning and the end of it, the Rebbe's responsibility is individual packaging for the capability of each individual has a roi chavalei. Can't do that with Eish, can do that with mind spreads. Eish can do anything together. We need to spread out that mind. Here that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The two together, opposites, and that's the point. Why? This is Torah, it's nothing to do with it's not Aces. If, again, I'm not sure it's Pshat. I'm saying it only as a, I don't know what's different than any of the other Shurim, but the whole thing here I feel less secure. But the Dvorim shall Keshe La'atzonai Teish, I'll fight for it. Watch out.
Two-thirds of the Mishnah.
The last part of the Mishnah. Will we call Hamar the story of Machkim? We mock him she and Isha. Anoshim Ishtal is Isha. Two very important statements. Obviously, but they wouldn't be in the Mishnah. That's the main problem. For those who weren't with us for the earlier parts, one of the main problems that we have with this Mishnah in particular and with other Mishnahs is that something that's stated in the Mishnah has to be some Divrei Torah. It can't be an Asa, it can't be something that you can find in some secular book. It can't be some psychological piece of advice. It has to be some Divrei Torah. It's something that the Torah is teaching us. Something that's obvious that any simple person could come to that conclusion, or something that's not the dafka has no place in the Mishnah. So we have this problem. We had it in the past in this Mishnah. We had a problem here. The whole lo yikol amar v'v'skoyer machkim. So here we have both problems. Number one is anybody could say that. As a matter of fact, anybody could say lo yikol amar v'v'skoyer is going to be a dafka either. A pianist, or a tomato planter. What's the mission of that? What's the mission of that? And number two is the laptop provider. And the person who plays piano all day, again, not that, but it's, the scourge is the problem. I said that you have to learn. I understand. But if you tell me, if you don't learn, you're not going to know. You sleep a lot. The other Mishnah is to tell us that sleeping late in the morning, we have Mishnahs later that tell us things that can distract a person. The local Amarvus Goyimah. There's a third question which I have no answer to. These two may have some answer to the third question. Language is very strange. Local Amarvus Goyimah. It's a very strange language. The simple translation would mean that not all that are Amarvus Goyimah. I mean, you think everybody that's Amarvus Goyimah is. No, they're not all are, some of them are. We think everybody is. Don't think that. Not everyone would ever think that, of course. We would never thought that. And all the Rishonim, of course, explained this. Come to say that Amar B'Schoira, if it would say, Ein Amar B'Schoira Machim, I understand. But the word in the Mishnah, the word Kol, Amar B'Schoira, that Kol is the same thing. Even one word doesn't have a place in Mishnah, doesn't have a message. So that's the, so this was the easy part. The easy part is to explain it. So to explain that we don't know, that's easy. Go home now. Finish the part. So we'll look through the Rishonim a little bit, we'll look through the Mefarshim, and we'll see what we can understand. Then if we still have any time left, we'll try to understand. So the Bnei Yonah opens her eyes wide, and clarifies the issue, and all the questions are clearly answered in one line. Look at the Marv Yisrael Machim. Acha Sha'isik Yisrael Kol HaYoyim. So he confirmed our suspicions that we don't know. We don't understand. What did he explain? What did he add that we didn't know until now? So one thing he said, if you that for sure is clarifying that it didn't mean the cold. It's not telling us. It doesn't mean that most stars just don't think anybody is. But there is a t'nai. In other words, a person can be oisim schoira and be machi. But the main dogish that they've been here point out for us is the marbe. The marbe. The achash oisim schoira also a kol hayoyim. Full-time activity. Nowadays, full-time activity is considered kosher. You find somebody who says that he learns part time, he works part time. Really? That's amazing. How do you do it? It's like something unheard of. It. Impossible. You can't do it. Either you learn full time. They call that also. But also, you know, I think it's stempel officially from Mitzvah. I am a full time learner. But to make the also a Rav, we also a Rai. That doesn't go into the Chayyim and the Chalam. That was never such a possibility. But here he's explaining to us that that's the problem. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us, Amar v'Bisqoy Mach. Achash o'isir v'Bisqoy also kol ha'yom. O'isir v'menu keva. That's, what is it? What is he, what's his constant state? Every person has many activities that is wrong. Obviously, we're not talking about somebody who never learns. If he never learns, so the Mishnah doesn't have to tell us that somebody never learns, not to learn. If you don't learn, you won't know. It's pretty clear. The Mishnah is telling us somebody who does learn. I hope we won't get personal. There are some people who misuse the doctrine. that Yumi concept. And they use it as a tool inside of me. And learning Torah becomes a... you have to daven 3 times a day and learn once a day. You bench after meals, and you learn after davening, and that already is a big stage up, because there were people before that didn't do that either. They knew that you had to daven, you didn't have to learn. So the davening for them was a stage up, so now they know that they have a career, you have to learn. And that's excellent. I'm not coming to Nahas for sure, I'm not coming to Nahas at all. Just, but that's not... which is, Liachim, you're not going to come after that. I learned, certainly, you learn. If it's a rai, it's a part-time activity, it's a sidewalk. So yachkim we could relate this back to the beginning of the Mishnah, meaning that this is a stage up. We said ein bo yechet v'ra'am al tzposik. So you can have a person who has basic ideas, which may even qualify him to be a chover, to be something above a lower stage. So he's just clarifying to us, but don't get confused. Just because you're not a lower, doesn't make you go to the door. You want to be yachim. Yachim, that's a higher quality. That takes special. If you're yoytzi, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, first, b'di'evit you can yoytzi with one possible creation. Much better you can get to a right time that you learn during the day. But as long as you're being used to learning, so yeah. So we hear a little bit. All of the questions were answered here in this one line for a little bit. We hear a little bit. Achash ha'isi v'sfor se ko ha'yum v'isi v'menu k'va v'mutra se a'rai v'lo yuskak v'loyim. What's the stress of the oil, like the Mishnah of Benjamin says in the end? So this is coming to exclude a different proposition. Everything was too long. Big shots out there. And they know the Nami, the Derech HaNochay, the Amiti in Torah. They said to learn a little today, a little tomorrow. He tried to chaperon everything one day. So crash courses in Torah. So a person can say, I have this Seder Arai. I'm a Rai person in Torah. And I can see that I'm missing. But the reason is because it takes a long time. But if I keep at it, I'll keep it deep and look today, look at tomorrow. So at the end, I'll come out a chokhmah. So the reason is no. It's true. That even the Talmud Chacham, that's why it's called the Talmud Chacham. Chacham is a very special. A Talmud Chacham, the Chacham is called the Talmud Chacham. Why? Because an interior person is always in the stage of the Talmud. That really relates to the end of the mission. But I will. But you would think, the person would think that you can use this. Okay, so the reason why I don't know anything, I know so little is because it takes a long time to learn Torah. But eventually, tomorrow, someday, I'll become a chacham. Mishnah Rabbeinu says, no, it's not just a time frame. You can loyla, a person who can live years in Shoshela twice. You live all 6,000 years of the world. If you learn Torah right, you'll never be. But the quality of Torah and the way the Torah relates to a person is exactly equal to the way the person relates to the Torah. If your relationship to the Torah is made secondary, then the Torah's relation to you will be secondary. As long as you're a Rai, you're disqualified by the definition and the quantity. Up for every 10 years, 100 years, 10,000 years, you'll never get there. Yeah, God, if a person wants to become a chacham, it requires a Torah approach. A Torah approach, which was telling us is that Torah doesn't stand separate to anything. American basic after courses. Courses are tachos. That's called, at least, probably worse than that, but it's at least, Rach the Kvav the Hosei. Means tachlis means business. Pardon. Here, Jewish, they say, okay, I gotta learn. Tachlis. Who sits in the crowd? Kvav. Who sits on the seat? It's basically, takes the stage left. You missed the point. Chasachon first of all, requires you do leave the Tamir Chokhman. Can't be a Chokhman now, regardless of how much to learn. A person who learns Torah Arai, and he's a very big politician, and he does it for many years, may not know a tremendous amount of Torah. Good night. Has good memory. Doctorship. How is that? When does it start doing it? After 7 years, 14 years? No shot. When it comes to it, does it? Does it make him a hawk? This is something that we'll have in later proxy in the official. We get there. Like 6 pairs. That's a few years down the line. Believe me.
Mashiach will be those verdicts.
Avram's moments.
And explain that the difference between a Torah Chokhom and an Torah Chokhom where I have requirements. The Torah has approaches, Torah has Kinyan, has requirements. But without them, you could Chas V'Shalom fall into the category Rishonim. So exactly described as a chamor nosei svar. Every base medrash has a problem svar. It's not svar to see there. And there are some individuals who are walking on svar. What if come a chamor for? That's a very not nice thing. So it seems that there's a direct relation. A person who's a person doesn't know that much Torah, but he's doing what a person is supposed to be relative to his Chokhmah. Right? So he's a person, maybe a Marathi. But a person, the more he piles Svarim on his head in a way that doesn't relate to his essence, so it doesn't stay equal. The more Torah is there, the less it goes. The less it goes down. To the point that it becomes a chamor nosei svar. If you have piles of svar on your back, but you didn't become a Talmud Chacham, then you don't mean anything. Then you're a chamor nosei svar. You have to go down. Very basic stage down.
Mm-hmm. In the weight of the svar?
What?
In the weight of the svar?
No, not the weight of the svar. It's like everything, nothing's static in the world. The fact that a person learned the Torah, Scar, you can give dogs to. One of the places that we learn. Of course, in Scar, in the Kapistar, Kalberry. It's the club from Mitzrayim. Scar, not Scar, that's what you have to learn. Why not? Club in. Scar. Lots of it. And the Kalish Bokhun Kapistar, Kalberry. But that's not. We probably had that knowledge. That's not quite the task. That's
why would you go down then? This person?
Because why is only a person telling this? Because the higher the potential, when the potential is not realized, the greater the negative aspect of it. An animal dies, it's not going to be telling. Person dies, or even any aspect.